I can hear myself, but are we recording?
Oh,
fuck.
You had to listen to levels. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But
you hit the record button?
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to the spooky episode.
Oh.
Halloween.
Damn, okay. I'm down. I'm down with doing. I keep forgetting how close we are to Halloween. I'm like seeing all these like young, like jived up.
Ooh,
problematic. What? All these young folk in costume, mm-hmm. and they're like buying big old cases of beer and mixers, and I'm just like, do you not know how to use a credit card machine? Just slide the card to get move on. I'm buying potatoes. I need to get home. I'm tired. I haven't eaten all day, and I need a drink all fucking night. Come on, move. And then I realize like, oh, these guys are going to a party.
Yeah,
man, party. That sounds cool.
Yeah,
I don't know anyone who's gonna invite me to party. I need to turn off this air.
It feels good, but yeah, it does need to turn off. I went to maybe a couple years ago, I went to a Halloween party and it was dope. My friends
threw Halloween
it.
Parties can be super cool.
Yeah,
parties can be cool.
Yeah, it was really fun. I mean, like,
but I'm just not getting the invite anymore.
Oh man, you'll get it through me. If I get invited to one, it's not like,
and that's the thing, we're so close to Halloween, I'm like, I'm def not getting no invite. I was like, man, I want to go to one.
Yeah.
I want to go to a Halloween party just to like interact with other humans.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, the only chance you have is Lewis. And if he hasn't been invited to one already, he's probably not invited to one.
Yeah. I mean, I would have tried to find something to do had I not had to go to Arizona yesterday, but we're just handing out candy. Like, I'm going to my girlfriend's place and we're just handing out candy with her daughter, I think.
Yeah. That sounds horrible.
No, it's just fun. We're going to be dressed up as sharks.
Have fun, dude. sounds like a blast.
Yeah.
I mean, what I'll end up doing is what I do every night. Mm-hmm. So it's not like I have any leg to stand on.
If my dad, which he probably won't, he used to be down to hand out candy.
Yeah, no, I haven't had any because I like go out and have cigs and blah blah blah, and I've never ran into some little kids asking for some candy on Halloween.
Oh, really?
I've been here for a few Halloweens and there is no Halloween here.
No, it's not as popular as it used to be, man. It's crazy.
I'm cool with that, man. Keep that candy away from me.
Have just like these little do a kids block party. You know, and just grab all the candy you can ever have and want.
Don't like it, man. Just don't eat candy, man. Just be a healthy little kid who's trying to make every day good, and you don't even need holidays because every day is a holiday.
Oh my god,
every day is my day.
Ooh. I was thinking about asking Ian to come on, and
who's Ian?
You know Ian. He used to play bass. For us, or guitar.
Oh, my favorite Ian.
Is he your favorite Ian?
I've talked about before punching an Ian right in the nose and just being like, that was one of the best punches I've ever given another human. But that Ian that you refer to is one of my faves.
Yeah,
he's a little too hipster for his own good, but he's cool.
But he's funny, man. He's
great. He's a human. No, that Ian is good. I like that guy. That'd be interesting. I'd be interested to see.
Get him hang out.
But he's still such a God believer. I'm afraid of myself.
Do you think
so?
I don't think so.
Oh, really? Have you been following him more?
Yeah. I follow him on Instagram and stuff. I don't think he. I think. Because did he. I think he left before.
Wow. I didn't know he left.
I think.
What?
Yeah, he told me he was going to like step down from doing so. I was like, all right. Yeah, that was before me.
Damn, man. But I was before you.
You were before me.
I don't know anything.
You go with before me. Oh, sounds like it's getting better.
I'm getting better. Oddly enough, weirdly enough.
Uh-huh.
At points, I think I'm getting worse, but...
Yeah. Right, it's those real like shoots
almost,
and ladders.
I'm
like,
almost,
it's mostly shoots.
I'm almost 100% sure what's wrong with me, and it's embarrassing, so I won't talk about it. But my sister, you know my sister, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Did I have a scheduled hangout with my sister last week? Do you remember that we're all going to hang out?
No.
Do you remember that I was going to hang out with my sis?
No.
Yeah. She showed up.
Here?
Yeah.
When?
Sunday. You know, Sunday, like.
Didn't we? Oh, did we do after. Saturday?
We did Saturday, yeah. They showed up, like, when we'd start recording on Sunday. She had a whole bunch of food that I I can barely fit in the fridge.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, you don't even have to eat it, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I, like, we talk. It's fine. It's blah, blah, blah. But, like, yeah. Bro, just let's go Seinfeld right here. The show up, you know? The show up. It's yeah. just unacceptable.
Yeah.
Dude, what if I showed up at, you gave me a key to your house? Because mm-hmm. sometimes, rarely, but sometimes you invite me over
yeah.
and you're like, bro, I'm like 20 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
You can pop into my house and just chill, man. Make yourself yeah. a drink. Make me a drink. Turn on the AC. Yeah, it'll
yeah.
be cool.
Yeah.
But you're never expecting me to be at your place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Never. Unless yeah. you invited me, that's why you gave me a key. Because sometimes yeah. you invite me and you're like, bro, you need to get in.
Yeah.
Here's a key.
Or emergencies. I locked myself out
exactly,
once.
Exactly. Like, bro, I'm going to ruin your night.
Yeah.
And that's why you have the key. That's why you have the key. Everything's cool. Mm-hmm. Everything's kosher. If you showed up and you're like, bro, it's Friday night and I'm going to be me. I'm gonna do me tonight.
We hanging.
Dude, I don't got to wake up early tomorrow. I'm just doing myself. And you show up and I'm just there for the next 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And not that my sister was here for like an hour and a half. Yeah. But like even that of like, yo, I'm gonna be me. And then you are being you. And then someone shows up and they're like, hey, yo, let's hang out. And you're like, dog, that's not why I gave you a key. That's not why God made you my sister. No, it was nothing like that. I was like in the yeah. middle of work and like my sister showed up and I was like, seriously, you're cray. And yeah. she's like, I am. And then my cousin who she dragged along was like, yeah. And we were both like, yeah, you're crazy. But then we hung out because like it's my sister. We had to just hang yeah. out and the food was good.
Yeah.
Food. Yeah. Chili.
Oh, man. That sounds so good.
Yeah. Like a chili and like a curry with some lemon chicken.
Oh,
and
my God, dude.
It was decent. It was cool.
I'm mad about that.
It lasted a few days. But, dude. Don't show up.
I already told you about that story. My friends used to show up here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It was like five of them, and then like
yeah,
a Nintendo 64 or like whatever we were playing at the time, an Xbox, and then they're just like, "Let's play." And I'm like, "Fuck, you're already here."
Yeah, I can't. Say yeah. I had other plans. It probably boils down to control issues. I don't like being in. Not being in control of my time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably that. But also, it's like.
It's inconvenient. It's,
yeah,
but that's a selfish concept when the inconvenience is like, oh, it's family time and you waste so much time on YouTube. You can't spend a little time engaging your family.
That's
and I'm
true.
Like, okay, yeah, that's true. And they're like, you're so inconvenient that I kind of just have to show up to see you because you'll push me aside all my rest of my life.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I could see that. And mm-hmm. so, like, that is a, yeah, I don't know, man. I haven't figured it out.
No,
my family wants to hang, and I definitely don't. I just want to work, a.k.a. waste all my time.
That's really funny, man, that you're not, like, into it. Like, I'm about, like...
You're a family,
Yeah, I like family, and it's been, like, the growing up was tumultuous, like, family-wise.
Yeah.
So, like, now I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I really have to pursue these family relationships because, like, mm-hmm. most of my life we didn't have one. So, like, now I'm making up for all this time.
Oh, shit.
And they're so used to, like, not seeing me around mm-hmm. that, like, things happen that, like, were, like, it's probably something they could have invited me to, but I don't get the invite
right.
because it's just there's been such a long history of like me just not being around because I was like
I was in church.
Before that I was doing like I had a girlfriend or something, you know, before that. And then like I was in Hawaii, and so it's like
yeah.
it's been away, you know. So like but I'm also very much about like just because they're family doesn't mean they deserve your time, or you know,
damn straight shade. Spill that tea, son. Spill that tea.
Because like you know, people like I know
like,
people
like
who
auntie,
are really...
auntie who like
but you know, people like give a lot of just automatic respect to people because
they're
their family.
Oh, no, I'm so against that.
No, deserve it.
Earn it. There's a billion things you haven't done. Fuck, that's more to me than I have to respect you because you're this age. You're this person in the family. Fuck, it's like everything. It's like the president. I'm like, I don't respect the president. Go fuck yourself. Go do something. Do something good. Mm-hmm. I respect good. And you know why we have presidents in America? Because somebody was like, yo, this king, don't respect that motherfucker. Let's fucking fight that motherfucker.
Because someone was like, here comes the president.
And then people were like, what? Cool. Yeah, that sounds good. And it's like, someone was like, yo, I'll organize your information, rise above my station until we rise to the occasion of our new nation, sir.
Here comes the general.
Rise up.
Yeah, they were like, general.
I'm no respecter of anything.
Yeah, so,
earn everything.
Yeah, so
I respect potential. Mm-hmm. But like, I respect potential. Like, I'm sorry, is that a comeback? Shut up. Mm-hmm. Love your damn pants. You know, like, mm-hmm. like that's my thing. Of like, no. Shut up, little kid.
Yeah,
and they're like, still showing up every fucking day when you tell them to shut up, little kid. You're like, okay, little kid, you can hang around. We're not gonna fuck with you so much. Like, I get it. Your life is hard. Stick around. But like, that's a little. I like a kid who's just like, you know, you're a little kid, and they're like, yeah, but you know, my life is shit. And I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. Like, we know our relationship.
I was playing DJ at the party yesterday. And eventually,
like you went so hack on it. You had all the sound effects.
Yeah.
You had like a fire extinguisher. You're like doing all the smoke effects and shit.
Yeah, it went all out. Chris Griggs, they're setting stuff up.
a reference for absolutely no one. I don't even think Turner.
He actually, he remembers a lot more about the cause than I give him credit for. I think he brings stuff up sometimes and I'm like,
why would you give him any credit for remembering anything about the cause or not remembering anything about the cause?
I guess, what do I mean? Then I expect him to know, but
nice.
But eventually they wanted me to play, like English music. I was playing a lot of Spanish music. It's like, you know,
oh shit. You can do that. You can throw down a DJ, a DJ playlist.
Oh yeah. For the
most Spanish.
Part. Yeah.
Damn.
And so I was playing that stuff. But then towards the end of the night, they were like, hey, play some English music for the kids because the kids want to dance. Like, we want to see them dance.
That's
like,
funny.
And then so we played like
I love family
half an
stuff
hour.
Like that. Cause
yeah, yeah. I played like, we watched the kids dance for like half an hour straight or something, or almost an hour. But then like one of the kids who's like a little older, he's like maybe 12. Oh. He's like, hey, play some harder music and I'll dance. Like, play harder music.
I love it.
And I was
it.
Like, what do you want to hear? He's like, play Extension or whatever. Like these, like some of these like.
Our SoundCloud guys or?
Rappers, like, I mean,
is it
that guy, I think he died actually. He's a rapper, he's like this.
Ooh.
He was like this.
Don't bring us down, dude.
XX, whatever.
Oh, are you talking about I'm thinking about that. Little Zane.
No, this is another guy.
No, it's not that guy.
No, this is XX. He got shot like in his like car or something like that. It's crazy.
You know, you want to know the hot scoop on that? I shot.
Oh, dude.
Oh, that actually might be very off color, right? Yeah, I probably should
moment.
Not joke about that. Mm-hmm. That was completely a joke.
Yeah.
I will leave it in to show you how depraved I get. But I did not mean that emotionally at all. Mm-hmm. I hope everyone... That's the whole thing. It's like there's always people grieving. Mm-hmm. And like we're making commentary about the world, about things that are happening. And it's like how much can we engage other people's... constant grief at their circumstance. I don't know. I'm ranting.
Yeah, you're really pulling like a bit. There.
How was the trip?
It was good, man. My grandma turned 90.
Jesus.
She turned 90 on Friday, so we had the birthday on Saturday.
I probably already said, you probably mentioned this, and I've been equally shocked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I do want to do this, though. Can you hand me that?
This?
Yeah. You want one?
No. This?
No.
Which one?
The caffeine.
Oh.
Dude, this is everything,
you
dude.
You start plugging them?
Yeah. Caffeine pills are life.
Get our
if you have a very sensitive gag reflex, they are problematic. But
oh, that's different than what you gave me yesterday, the last time, right? Last time was something else. Or was it this?
Don't make it seem like I gave you drugs. I gave you caffeine. You want some?
Oh, yeah. No, because I can't. It's going to make me stay up.
That's what I've been. This is another experiment. I took the yesterday. I took one at like 5, 6. Mm. I passed out. I don't know when. Mm. I woke up at like 5.
Normal time.
I slept till 8. Mm-hmm. You know, time moves on. But uh-huh. I will say, caffeine pills have been. I sound like a fucking addict, right?
Yeah, dude.
I sound
you're like
crazy.
You're really
right?
Revealing a lot about it. It's like you're gonna tell me you pop the cap open.
Well, here's the thing.
Snort a line.
No. It's nothing crazy. I'm just taking, like, you can buy this on Amazon. It's so easy. Like, caffeine pills. I'm just taking, like, a caffeine pill.
It's so easy. They don't even put caffeine pill on the
They're kind of big enough where they can make you gag. But here's the great thing. If you're a sensitive gagger and you're, like, a drunk, you know, who just goes all out and you've done drugs before and blah, 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 there are plenty of instances that are going to make you gag and throw up.
Yeah.
And the great thing about it is it teaches you how a gag, if a gag isn't painful, like sometimes when you're really sick, you gag and it's like, it hurts and you're not in control of it. That's the worst gag. But if you're like, uh-oh, that went down weird. I'm going to gag in 2 seconds. It's not, you're just like, and you're like, that's not going to turn into a throw up because I can hold my own. Like, I'm not going to let that gag reflex make me throw up this caffeine pill that I spent money on.
Right.
But it's not even a thing. It's almost like when you get a cramp, you're just like, ow, not comfortable, but it's not like I'm dying. I'm not literally dying.
Yeah.
So, like, if you get comfortable with your gag reflex, it's like miserable at the dentist office. But almost feeling like you're throwing up after taking a big pill feels kind of like putting contacts in, is what I'm trying to say.
God.
It's a painful, disgusting process. It never gets easier. You hate it every time, but you're not scared of it anymore.
So what you're saying is you don't want me to watch you do this. Like,
sometimes you're so drunk, you just do it.
Sometimes you've wasted your gag reflex. You've exhausted it.
Yeah, well, sometimes you can trick it. Yeah, for sure. Sometimes the pill lines up perfectly or you're drunk or, you know, there's like different reasons.
Yeah, totally.
There's different ways to get into it.
Dude, my uncle was trying to get me drunk last night. And
nice.
So he was, like,
that sounds awesome.
He was pouring me whiskey with
that's the kind of family
juice.
I need, dude.
He's like, he puts Jack Daniels and pineapple juice together.
I would destroy myself on that mixture.
It was so sweet.
That would kill me. Yeah. I would drink so much of that. That sounds delish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was pretty good.
And connecting with an uncle, as much as I'm just like, fuck, like trying to engage everyone.
Yeah.
Like, to me, I'm like, I need an uncle like that. Who's just like pouring endless drinks and not judging me for being a drunk.
No, he's like, he's trying to get everybody drunk. It's funny.
Damn.
They had these, my tia is like a cleaning lady for several people in that area. And she invited a couple of her clients. Yeah. She invited a couple of her clients and they were there. These white people. She was like, I bought wine because I invited white people.
That's funny.
That's funny because like
kind of party.
Those white people finished that wine.
Yeah. That's funny.
And then he was like, he brought out a thing of Patron, like a $50 bottle of Patron. And he's like, hey, like, let's have tequila. He's like, talking to them.
Minute tequila comes out, dude, it turns so serious.
I didn't have a shot. If I had, I probably would
have
been like freaking over the moon, man, toasty.
Dude, one shot of tequila, like the night changes for me.
Yeah.
I know it will.
Yeah.
I can't control myself.
Dude, like didn't we do tequila shots with Jay? And like that
and
night
then
turned
that
into something
turned
else.
Into chaos.
Yeah.
That we can barely remember.
Well, you had another instance, but I mean, one of my instances was crazy because we definitely fell asleep in the car or something like that.
Yep.
But
it's hard to remember things sometimes. But they were fun times, crazy times. I'm very glad that I'm alive right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure I'm not going to die.
Oh, that's good.
Immediately.
That's definitely what I told somebody, that you're like, you think you're not going to die.
Was it my sister?
No.
That's one of the reasons she showed up. My cousin was like, dude, she's been freaking out, dude. She's been thinking you're going to die.
Yeah.
And then, like, my mom texted me, and I was just like, oh, great. My sister's talking to my mom. This is not a good situation.
Yeah.
So I hit my sister up when she just showed up out of nowhere. I was like, yo, so what the fuck are you texting mom? And she's like, nothing. And I'm like,
Yeah.
How come she's texting out of the blue? Like, I miss you. What's up? When you're freaking out because you think I'm dying. Mm-hmm. And she's just like, not for reals. I didn't. Which might mean she didn't. She probably did. but it when people in your life start reaching out because they think you're dying, because you said, I think I'm dying, it makes you think you're dying, dude. Yeah. It reinforces the idea.
Yes, it does do that.
You're just like,
you're right.
Oh, God, this might be the last time we see each other. I better make it poignant.
Oh, my God. I better bring him his favorite foods.
No worries. I've been getting skinnier than I've ever been.
Oh my God, dude. It's wild. You're in a wild place.
I'm gonna get that cancer body. Gonna cut that one out.
Oh my God, dude.
I can only joke about it because I, with my father carried, my grandmother had just died of cancer. Mm-hmm. I helped lift her body off her bed onto the floor before we called the paramedics.
Because
they told us to take her off the bed and put her on the floor. She was already dead by that point. Okay. Don't worry, they revived her on the way to the hospital. But she was like basically so dead that they're like everything we've talked about before. Like it's time to let her just like get off the system and die. Do you want to see her dead for the last time? But she's like basically alive, but she's like dead, and we're gonna kill her in a few minutes. And my whole family's just like, yeah, for sure. Let's go see that. And I was like, nah, I'm pretty traumatized by like being called into my grandma's room, who was like alive 20 minutes ago, and talking to my dad, and now she's dead and we had to move her body to the floor. I'm pretty traumatized by that when I saw her really die.
Is that because of rigor mortis?
I think like, I don't know what it was, but I'm pretty sure
paramedics are just like, you don't want to do it, so you
the paramedics
it?
Were just like, yo, to like stabilize this, like we don't know what your bed situation is like, get her on a flat surface. But like she was like hanging out with my dad, and like he saw her like start floating off and just basically stop responding. She's like, he was like fucking Irene. It's so weird. I love thinking about these stories because like my parents are calling my grandma like by her first name, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like Irene, and he realizes like, oh shit, fucking grandma's dying. Grandma's fucking dying. Mm-hmm. So he calls up 911, but from a landline in the room. He calls up 911, and the 911 is basically like, yo, okay, cool. Get her on the floor on a flat surface and just leave her alone. We're going to be there in like 6 minutes, whatever, 8 minutes. And he's like, okay. He like throws the phone, whatever. He runs out, and I'm the oldest. I'm the only one who
How
can
old
help.
Are you?
I'm 13.
Okay.
I'm the only one, and she's been living like I'm super close with her. Like I spend weekends with her because she had cancer. I would spend weekends at the house, and like she got so like sick that she moved in with us.
Wow.
yeah. So it's like, and like it fucked up our situation. She moved into my sister's room. My sister has to move in our room. Like, like it was a major move, but we didn't care. Grandma was dying. We were trying to spend all the moments we can with her, but she's actually super annoying, so we're also like super frustrated with her, but we're in love with her, you know. And it's like, it's great. It's like so awesome. But she dies in front of my dad, and my dad needs to move her. He thinks it's like imperative because the paramedics or the 911 said it, move her off the bed onto the floor. I'm the only one big enough to like accomplish that with him. My mom's not there, so I run into the room. Grandma's dead on the bed. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, so that thing we've all been, that has been looming over our head this whole time has happened. But this happens over the span of like maybe less than a year. Like my grandma to getting sick to like dying of the sickness by horrible cancer. I'm like, oh, fuck. That thing we knew was going to happen finally fucking happened. Mm-hmm. My dad's like, you pick up the feet, I'll pick up the shoulders, we'll get her on the floor. And I say, okay. So we do it. And like, I disassociate, you know, I'm just like, oh, this is fucking crazy. And 911 shows up. And then we take the ride over, you know, we all go over there. And they're just like, yeah, she was brain dead. She's been so brain dead that we've been able to revive her. But like, basically, she's so brain dead. She's already said she wants to like get off the machines and she can't live. Yeah. It's over. And it's like, okay, kosher. And my family still wanted to see her in that state. And I was like, bro, I was holding her dead feet and like lifting it with my dad, you know, and she was heavy. It was like awkward. It didn't work. You know, we slid her off. She fell to the floor too hard and we're just like, oh my God, what's going on? Exactly, dude.
This
13.
Is a spooky story.
I hadn't cried in about 2 to 3 years. You know, I had like committed to not crying at that point in my life. But at the rosary of my grandma, the one who died, I was 13. Yeah. I hadn't cried in like 2-3 years.
Yeah.
And I hadn't been crying the whole time, like through it, like everyone's crying.
Yeah, yeah.
And my mom's like, seriously, do you want to be the dude who's like 20 with your date? I don't know, my girlfriend visiting your grandma's grave and you start crying uncontrollably? Cause she knew that I was so embarrassed by like not being able to control myself. She like played upon that. But basically just like, you need to deal with your emotions. And I'm like, I am. That's why I'm not crying.
Yeah.
That's how I don't cry, because I deal with them so good.
Yeah.
And then my uncle, Dell, my favorite uncle, he closes in age, just like so cool to me. Like, he's the fonz to me at this point. 13, my uncle can do no, and he's been ruthless to me because he's a 20-year-old, but he likes me now, you know? And like, he can do no wrong in my heart. I love my uncle with all my heart. And we're at the rosary, and it's kind of this, like, I don't know the process of rosaries, you know? And,
there's
sections. There's sections where it's like, okay, now like the immediate family kinds of hold each other and cries and say their condolences, and then farther less immediate family come up in a row and they say, well, I'm so sorry. And but I'm a grandkid, so I'm part of the main thing. But I don't understand, like, when immediate family is just like, okay, now we're sad together, you know, in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And my uncle like turns to me and like hugs me, and he's sobbing. He's sobbing into my 13-year-old shoulder. He's big. He smells like my uncle.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he's strength, and he's crying about the loss of his mother.
Yeah.
And I start crying uncontrollably.
Oh, my God.
Because I was just like, oh, my God, if my uncle can cry about how sad this is, then maybe not crying about it isn't so strong and bold and cool.
Yeah.
Like, maybe crying about it is the most thing we can do. It's so sad. I miss my grandma. She's dead. She's dead in that fucking casket. I'm looking at her fucking dead body. So I start crying, but I don't stop crying. I cry through all the fucking all the other sections. Like, people are saying, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, I don't even remember you. Yeah. I'm so sorry too. I'm crying afterwards.
Right,
and my mom has to like take me away from the group, like almost embarrassing, just like, you have that in you. And I'm like, I have it in you. I have it in me, but not just because of grandma, but because of how abusive of my family home life is. And like, you know, you can't really address issue.
Right.
But at the same time, you're like, you are my mom and you are helping me through this. So it was like, that was a very fucked up situation, but it did teach me how to cry again.
Yeah. Dang, that's a beautiful story, dude.
It's a sad story,
sad. Yeah. It's
You want to know the saddest part? I can't say it. How do you say it? Piance de resistance.
The piece de resistance.
Thank you, my friend. She was only 52.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So young, man.
Dude, 52.
So young.
That's
dude.
Crazy, right? Yeah. Would you want to die at 52?
No, man. I could still do
Pastor
stuff.
Bob Maybe. Was just getting started at 52, dude.
Yeah.
But, like, that's for reals. Like, Pastor Bob Oh, man, that was a very frank reference.
Yeah.
But that dude started a mega church in fucking suburbia in Orange County at, like, in his 50s.
Right.
And he made it actually happen. And now, it's probably imploding because, you know, white people suck. But in all seriousness, like Rodney Dangerfield.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. His stuff
smashed and like super late in life. Mm-hmm. I get that. I'm just saying I'm giving myself a buffer.
Yeah.
But how did we get here? Why was I talking about that?
Talking about
That's what's so sad about it, is that someone can get to 52 and finally fucking pop the way they knew they should, and they suffered all the way till 52 not popping. Like, they're like, I got it. I got it. I'm going to make something of myself. And at 52 years, it's just like, no, you're not. And then they finally do make something of themselves, and they can laugh in the face of every fucking, but they don't, you know, they're super humble and they're just like, no, man, I love everybody. Or they get ovarian cancer and they die like in the span of like 1 to 2 years. Yeah. So it's not super painful. Like, luckily, you know, they die before it gets super fucking ugly.
Yeah.
But they die almost immediately. Like your grandma just dies. Like, oh, your grandma who you've lived years with is just like gone forever. And you're like, oh, that's what death is.
Yeah.
And then her brother, your great uncle, like 3 months later, he dies of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And then your nana, like 6 months later.
Oh, my God, dude.
And by that point, you're just like, that doesn't mean anything anymore, dog. Like, I remember looking at my mom and my sister crying, and I remember having to pretend to have a sad face when my nana died. Mm-hmm. I was just like, nah, but everybody dies, right? So, like, if Christianity is real, we're going to see them on the other side. Like, we can't be sad about this because, like, everybody fucking dies. And if we're sad about every fucking death, we're going to be sad for the rest of our fucking lives. Let's move on. Fuck death. They're gone. We don't get to hang out with them. Mm. Pff, fuck death.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty there still.
So you're pretty cool. You're pretty woke.
No, I'm just, I'm that's where I'm at with death.
I don't,
except I don't believe in God. So I think we're just dying.
I don't like, I haven't been very emotional when I hear about people's deaths.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't been. It's kind of, I mean, I know that I'll be emotional when my mom passes away for sure.
Yeah, that's what I think about. That's what I try to think about with death.
Yeah, but I don't.
My parents dying.
Yeah, but I don't, I haven't, there have been times where like, you know what moves me is when people talk about them. Mm-hmm. Talk about those people and like they're moved. Right. That actually really moves me. I'm like, oh man, like that person really meant something to you.
A legacy.
And it's showing here. Like they really had an impact on your life. And like that's like wow. Like that to me is like that makes me like not sad, but
long
like
long for
oh,
death.
Man. Yeah, long for sweet death,
sweet release.
Anyways, like that's what moves me. Mm-hmm. But not necessarily the death, but that you're so moved by that loss, like
they mm-hmm. it is a
that's
loss.
Like, and that's like what you're saying with Dale. He's like his it loss. Like loss. You're like, oh, it made you understand like
my own loss.
Yeah, you're.
Like I was denying my own loss because I thought it was not important. I didn't think it should be. I thought it made me weaker.
Right.
And I couldn't control it at all. I knew that if I engaged it, I couldn't control it. Yeah. And if I can't control it, then it's going to make me weaker and I'll control it by not crying, by not engaging it. But when I saw my uncle like engaging it, like full, well, I mean, he couldn't not engage it, right? Like it overwhelmed him. When I saw that he was overwhelmed, I realized, like I looked at the obviousness of my own reaction. I was like, holy fuck, I'm overwhelmed. Like, holy, this dam cannot hold these tears back. Like, I'm as overwhelmed as you are. Yeah. This is the craziest thing that's ever happened in my whole life. I'm so sad. And the only way I can express it is by tears freely flowing from my face, despite anybody. Did you get self-conscious about crying during worship?
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, but there had been times where it happened, but yeah.
Oh, because like for me, I was hyper aware of it, and I felt more spiritual the more comfortable I was with allowing myself to freely cry during worship. Because I always felt like crying during worship.
Oh,
like it was always emotionally impactful to me. Mm-hmm. I felt like I was connecting to God, and I always. Most of the time I felt like, dude, this is just a regular Sunday service. You got to hang out with these musician guys. Like for the rest of the day, we have another set after this. You cannot cry during that. You can't just be crying. You're not Dave. Like Dave can cry and everyone's like, oh, wow, he's so cool. Yeah, if you cry, they're just like, bro, you're not as good as Dave on the guitar. There's no way you have any play. And I'm like, fair. 100% fair.
You need to ask them to turn you up.
Yeah. But they don't mean it. They're just joking with me. Exactly. Like I get but like so many times I remember telling myself or like fighting with my or like just doing that natural thing where I just like eat my emotions and don't show them on my face where I'm like, whoa, you totally ate all of worship today. Like you didn't even let yourself react the way you wanted to. It's like, well, the fact that I wanted to react with that, like doesn't God see my heart and like all these justifications and blah 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 blah. But like so many times not now. Now I'm a big crybaby. But I realized so many times it was like this, these control issues of like, I'm not in control even of the narrative. I don't know what you're thinking when I'm crying during the song. I don't know what you're like, or talking about redemption, or talking about grace. I'm just like, I'm thinking about forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Impossible. It's not my impossible. It's not my forgiveness. It hits me exactly the same. Mm-hmm. But like, I imagine everyone's just like, Chris is a depraved beast who's crying about being accepted by God because he's a depraved monster. Mm-hmm. No one's thinking about that. Everyone's thinking I'm a depraved monster.
Yeah, we're you
know?
All depraved.
But like, but the fact that I know both sides of it and I still hid myself in worship shows me how fake Christianity is. Can I be an example of how Christianity fails?
Look it up in the dictionary.
Exhibit
Wonderful
A.
Counselor, Mighty God, Emmanuel.
I hated old worship, old like style Christmas worship. Song. Man.
There's this. We just put out a video, like a little montage video of our the gala that we had on Tuesday.
Oh, that was a big one, right?
Yeah, man, 1.7 million.
Man, you look like you were busy, dude.
Yeah, I was exhausted. I haven't recovered yet.
I didn't even text you that much. I didn't send you that many links.
I didn't.
But they were good ones.
I bet they were. But the song in it sounds like a hill song. Like it starts off like...
Trigger.
Dun, dun. And then it's like a guitar with like heavy delay. It's like the heaviest delay.
Like YouTube's playing.
And like
playing.
It's just like, and there's like some wails, and then like it just sounds like it's like the flood is overwhelming, like something like something. The hill song is about
sound.
To start.
Yeah,
it's about to start, but like
they start here and then they go here. Big wall of sound. We're gonna pump it even harder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, oh, man.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's really funny. I mean, we didn't get to choose the song, but
There was a few things that are there have been a few things that I've been getting into where I'm like, oh, you know, you see that mechanic though, right? That's just some church mechanic. But like people don't see that church mechanic of like, I don't know, it doesn't matter. Time for a break. Yeah. Hashtag best life.
I'm living my best life, eating all the food, spending all my money. I'm living my best life.
Can we shit on that for the rest
Instagram
of the podcast?
Story. That by name, that's terrible.
We are terrible people.
We're bad, dude.
But what we're really talking about is ourselves.
Yeah.
We are these people, and we have realized we are these people, and we hate them so much because we hate ourselves for being them. Still being them. Mm-hmm. And we're telling ourselves, fucking yes, hate that. That is pathetic and cringy. Do not be that. Mm-hmm. You are that.
I can hear what the hell you're saying. Oh, damn it.
No one can match you in turn of phrase, bud.
Latest and greatest.
How are those headphones working out for you?
They're actually not bad. They're not bad. They sound
great.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just like the
crazy design.
The ergonomics of them are insane.
It is a faulty design.
It is an aesthetic and not a good design.
No, it's the worst. It's like, why make anything out of this metal that is so flimsy? And sharp.
I feel like I'm going to cut myself adjusting it.
Oh my God, dude. It's like grabbing a blade.
And yet they're like $15. Yeah, that's what I learned. I was watching this YouTuber who annoys the fuck out of me. She sings, but this other YouTuber who I fucking love is a vocal coach. And he'll obviously spill some tea by doing a reaction video on YouTube singers. It's pretty dope. It's pretty dope.
You really adopted that tea.
Dude, if you're not talking tea, dude, it's like you ain't talking bae, dude. But this dude was basically like, the first video of hers that really smashed, he was like, on it. Wow. Great job. The second video, he was like, ain't good enough, dog.
Yeah.
He literally said, it's been a year. Why the fuck are these still your same problems?
Yeah.
And she had a breakdown video about it, blah, blah, blah. But her problem was that she didn't understand vowels. Like when you sing a vowel, mm-hmm. you have to sing it a certain way. Even though like E is E, you yeah. had to say like eh to yeah. hit the note. So you had to hit vowels in certain ways to hit a note, which means you can only say like you like take a break or take our hand off the wheel. It's a weekend where we can just chill. Take it. The word is easy. Take it easy. Mm. That's not how you sing it. Easy. Because yeah. you can hit the note the right way. It's a weekend. We can take a, we can chill, take a break, take it easy.
Yeah, yeah.
They hit a different vowel sound. Mm. That sounds enough. It's almost like ventriloquism where you hit a vowel, you hit a sound that sounds similar enough and it's part of the whole thing that you don't even notice yeah. that you're changing it.
Yeah.
And it registers as a thing you're trying to say. And she didn't understand her vowels. Mm-hmm. How to hit the vowels at the end of a note to make the note work in the song.
Yeah.
And that made me realize how genius Lin-Manuel was and all the performers in Lin-Manuel who were able to hit vowels in ways where I'm like, oh my God, you're not saying easy, you're saying easy.
Yeah, yeah,
you're
yeah.
literally singing easy, and all I've ever heard was easy. I'll take it easy. And then I think that I could become a good singer, and I sing all week, and I'm like, oh, no. Your voice well, is very bad.
You're sadly mistaken. Yeah.
Even if you learn how to hit the pitches right, you have no range, and your vocal tone is shit. that little thing that makes Lewis's voice sound so good, you have none of it. Even if you hit the same note as Lewis, watch. Let's do it.
No.
It's super easy. Watch it.
Oh, God.
I'll say, ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. You can hear it. Ooh.
Ooh.
You even hit the bass is the only thing I can do. Like, I can do, like, oh. You know?
Oh.
And it's so much more musical. Like, because you have, like a not an effect, but you have, like, the quality of your yeah. tone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, we can have the same exact tone,
yeah.
but we can have different qualities. It's almost sure, like caviar, yeah. you know? Like, caviar can
Ooh,
be super good or
caviar,
super high-end. Me neither. I want it so bad. I've been really into Bourdain and Keller recently. Two cooks, look them up, trust me. But like there's different qualities of it, and so like it's not like there is a quality of being able to hit a note. I bet I could learn how to do that if yeah. I focused on it. I bet I know enough about music. I know I have a small range, but it goes super deep, so that has some value to it. Mm-hmm. So I know I can hit like nice deep notes and have a small range, and I could get proficient at hitting notes the way you're supposed to. Like I bet I wouldn't even do the like you know how people like slide into notes when they're not confident in hitting a note straight on. Like I would focus on that shit. Don't slide into notes. Hit shit with precision.
Yeah.
If I hit a ooh, ooh, now you do it.
Ooh,
ooh. I could never learn how to do the quality of your tone, like the richness of it, the fullness of it, the like the subtlety. It's like contour. It's like it's the difference between like pictures that look fake and real. It's like there's a whole bunch of subtle little curves to a face,
mm-hmm.
and like people who are bad at contour can't perfect it, and that's why it looks fake. But if you can perfect it, it looks hyper real.
Mm-hmm.
You can do things with your voice where I'm like, yeah, there's so much more there. Like there's so many tiny subtle things. It's not about the main thing, hitting the note. It's a billion little things. The way it vibrates right there, the way it's soft right there, the way it cracks right there, the way it's deep and rich right there. All those little nuances add up into a tone that I will never be able to. So I'm going to play guitar. In our band, I'm just going to play guitar.
Oh, nice. Yeah, we could do that. Okay, that'd be good. Dope.
Actually, I won't sing.
I've actually been wanting to.
I might be able to pull off some spoken word, though, you know?
That would be the worst.
You know what we should do, though? If we do like we actually do start making music, which sounds crazy, it would be that. I would just focus.
I had Stuart do spoken word in my musical,
exactly.
My play thing.
Yeah. So I get it. it has to be perfect to be good. And there's perfect spoken word out there, mm-hmm. but you had to find it. And it's like, I would focus on the music part of it, and I would definitely leave all vocal shit to you, but I would let you play with as much music. Like, it's, I'm not like, I'm music, you're vocals. Like, I would say we're both music, but you're definitely on vocals, and I get to, like, have a strong opinion on it. But, but I will say this. It was about spoken word.
This is, I'll tell you a real random story that I'm just thinking about right now, and it, but it involves Stuart again. So I did this, it's like play about like my life, blah, blah, blah. And in it, like the scenes transition with like video.
Yeah.
And then also there's like a voiceover that's being done by this character that I created, whose name was Vision, and not a very creative name.
Yeah.
But, he had a particular look about him because he was like kind of this all knowing being. He was like this. He
Dude,
was telling
if you say Morpheus, I'm going to kill you.
It's not Morpheus. But it was kind of like an oracle is what it's supposed to be. But he dressed a certain way. He had a bandana over his face and he had a fedora and like a trench coat and like, oh he was God. Like some like traveler thing. So like, I created that look. And then, but I never did it. I never did it live. It was always a video of the character doing something stupid. And like really focusing on my eye, and like John has this way of like editing it to like really look high, like really high definition. Like
sharp, crazy, crisp.
Like, and then like the colors make it pop. Anyways,
oversaturated.
And so then at the end, a guy came up who had the same like kind of outfit on because it was meant to like convey like, oh, there's more than just, you know, Vision. There's other ones.
Okay. Other barons.
There's other. Have you seen that shit? Oh, my God.
Of many colors.
Have you seen that shit?
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh,
I've only listened.
I watched it, so I listened to it.
Yeah. I'm going to watch it. I fucked all my time, but I'm going
to
watch it.
I need to watch it. I want to rewatch last year's, too. It's
so good. Oh, yeah, exactly.
But anyway, fuck, what was I saying about that?
We're talking about the barons, but before the barons. Don't worry, I already lost my train of thought, and I love that you lost yours.
Yeah.
Man, our podcast is so weird. I've been talking to this this artist on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Because like they literally left like the longest comment we've ever gotten on Instagram.
Yeah, I saw that.
I was just like, what the fuck? So I like, that's the joke. I'm like, oh, thank you for leaving the longest comment on Instagram. You're like one of a hundred people, or you know, like I did some stupid joke. But then I did a little check on our stupid video, and they watched the whole thing start to finish.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And by finish, like not counting me, 7 people have seen that video, not counting me. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And anyone who's seen it in real life is counted as part of that. So it's pretty pathetic. But she added one whole number to that, right? So I wrote her. I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe you actually watched our video. And I was just like, you're one of 7 people, not including me, which I don't because I made it. And she wrote back. She was like, actually, like, let me read it. It's pretty ridiculous.
Okay, yeah, I'm down for that.
It's pretty fabulous. It's funny. She says,
one more plant and track.
Hi. I watched it because I wanted to know WTF your account is about. Emoji, laughing face. Still don't know. Congrats on having probably the most awkward account on IG. And then she had a whole bunch of emojis after her.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious, dude.
Dude, she watched the whole video, and at the end she was just like, what the fuck is this? I thought all that shit would lead someplace. My sales funnel is so fucked. But thing I love about it, though, is it's like we are artists at this point, dude. We are completely art. We are beholden to no one. We are worried about nothing. We can say anything
Congrats
we want.
On having the most awkward. That is great.
That's pretty funny, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
Twitter, Instagram. YouTube. Those are the only thing that matters.
Twitter.
The only Twitter. Reason you're on Snapchat is if you are subscribing to a premium Snapchat.
Yeah. I don't.
Would you?
No.
You would never? You would never support a sex worker you were into?
I support sex workers, but I'm just not. I'm not going to buy a premium Snapchat.
You want a Patreon one? You want to buy a premium Snapchat? Really?
No, I don't think I would.
Why wouldn't you? If you were really into the performer.
I'm dating, so like it's
oh, yeah, yeah, no, no. I meant like maybe, if you're single.
Maybe at one point. I don't know. I've some girls like sell nudes and stuff. It's like,
yeah.
I bought nudes from like.
I'm not against sex work. Okay, here's the thing. I could under like sex work. It's vilified though, right?
Yeah, it's vilified because I mean there are people who get into it.
It's so close. Because morality and ethics are like so fucking exploited problematically in that. Mm. Like, I think now. It's like in this landscape, there are conversations, there are platforms, there are spaces where it's being engaged in a healthy, interesting way where it's exploring, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like all this like sex work and blah, blah, blah. It's like, but the porn is problematic, man.
Mm-hmm.
Even this week, for the first time I came across the idea or an article that expressed the fact that like some of this amateur porn, like some of these things are abusive relationships where the abuse is you do thing. Like I record you doing sex acts and I put that on the internet. That's the abuse. And you're not like, it's easy to think like it's horrible if a girl is going to get hit, but what if the boyfriend was exploiting a gal into like putting sex videos online and she's like, I don't want to. And I was like, what the fuck? I never even thought about that situation. Like,
yeah,
porn is so problematic to me. It's like I'm swearing off the whole concept.
Yeah. Oh man.
For the most part.
You're going dry.
I'm going into the idea of like there are sex workers who are like almost like YouTubers where they're super transparent about their life and where and like what sex positivity and like people who are expressing complete consent in their sexual expression, and that sexual expression happens to have like a voyeuristic interaction like aspect to it, then I'm like, okay, that makes sense to me. I could see myself engaging in that, but yeah. Porn on the whole, like even thinking about that just in amateur porn, yeah, I'm sure it's fucking even more worse in pay, like professional, where there's big names, there's big money, you know? Like, I don't think that situation gets better as people get higher up in the ranks. It probably exasperates.
Yeah. No, that's crazy.
And so, like, to me, I'm almost like, porn to me is almost like, ew. It's almost like eating meat at this point. Like, are you just explicit? You know, like, and luckily, I don't eat much meat. Are we going to go to a restaurant after this?
No, it's gonna be late, man. Are you kidding?
It's only 9. It's only 9:30.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go to a restaurant, man. I gotta go to bed.
Just think about the restaurant, Tom.
You're such an idiot.
We could get Korean barbecue. We could break into Baby Elephant and like make our own food.
To be awake because you're freaking. You holding your arm like that is fucking freaking me out.
Do you think people are gonna be mad how I switched to food after all that sex work talk?
Yeah, I mean,
I do. To me, it's like becoming aware of like sex work and like the positivity behind it and all this stuff. It's the plight of minority to me, where it's like people's ideas and judgments of you completely strip away your rights. I'm super not about that. But yeah. Then it also gets into like the victims who are exploited. Like it makes me aware of like who are the victims. And I'm like, ooh, you can't participate if there are victims, right? Like if there are people being exploited, you got to kind of bow the fuck out.
Yeah.
But then it's like, are you going to bow out of buying an Apple phone?
Yeah. Everything, your clothes.
Your clothes. Let's be nudists.
Your content.
Whatever. Let's be nudists. Then we'll be pure.
Nudists would be, it'd be dope. I don't care about shit.
I could definitely. No, I don't think I could. Because like, as much as I'm like, yo, sex positivity, freedom, nudity is not sexual, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Nudity is super sexual still. Like, I try to, like separate it, but I'm just like, yo, that girl is fucking amazing. That dude is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
My dick is fucking hard. I can't be a nudist. I'm fine with you guys being nude, and this isn't sexual, but to me, my dick is super hard. I don't even know why. I get that you're just eating dinner, and you cook dinner. That's totally fine. I get that you guys were just having a great time. My dick is super fucking hard. I'm not going to hang out. I just can't. Like, I love being nude, but, like, I really can't hang out with you because, like, did you see all that stuff we all saw? Are you seeing all this stuff? This stuff is sexy as fuck.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I do that?
That's I don't know if that's like it has to be upbringing, right? It's just like a sexual, like just being sexualized, right?
Probably.
And like
at a young age.
I mean, that exasperates an issue, but let's not get into how sexualized we were at young ages and what reasons we were sexualized at those young ages. Right. But like the fact that like we have been sexualized at such a young age, maybe God made us so sexy. Do you ever think of yourself as sexy?
I'm too sexy for my God.
Like, are there times when you look at yourself and you're like, I'm fucking sexy?
Yeah, yeah, sure. I feel confident about myself.
Like, recently, like, you look at yourself and you're like, fuck, that's a sexy pose. I fucking like that. Like, maybe yeah, even maybe though I don't like, do that anywhere, but you're like, I'm fucking sexy.
Maybe like a month ago or so. I was like...
A month ago?
Yeah.
But today, but like, dude. This today.
Month, I'm like... Feeling like I really
let it go
for a little bit, so I gotta.
That's the thing. I haven't let it go for a while. Mm-hmm. I've been like real strong and greasy, you know.
Yeah.
On that grind, I feel sexy as fuck all the time.
That's cool. Man.
Yeah, but like I don't think it translates very well. I don't think like if you or me like you saying like yo bro I feel sexy as fuck. I don't think that translates very well at all.
Yeah.
Anywhere. Like, could you tell your dad you've been feeling sexy as fuck this whole month?
No way.
No, I don't even think I could tell my mom. I think my mom hearing this on a podcast, she still thinks I'm joking right now. Like, me feeling sexy as fuck, I'm just like, yeah, man. Or like, how else would I say that? Handsome as fuck, strong as fuck, buff as fuck. I'm none of those things.
Right.
But I have lost a little weight. I feel a little sexy. You know, like, it's playing with those gender roles in a way that I think, like, is uncomfortable for almost everybody.
You are absolutely correct, sir.
Are you weirdos? Do you have to go? What are you looking at?
Yeah, I got to go soon.
Where are you going? You got work tomorrow?
Yeah, I got work tomorrow.
I already told you I had to do.
You got work tomorrow, too.
I didn't mention the ultrasound I'm doing.
For your...
Whatever it is.
Whatever you got?
I think I know what tomorrow? I have. Yeah.
Are you fasting?
I have to by 3 a.m. Apparently, that's going to be an easy chore without my friend taking me out to eat. But that's I was really looking forward to eating with you, but it's fine.
It's late, man. We can go somewhere. We can go like In-N-Out right now.
No. I won't force you, dude.
I can go to In-N-Out right now.
I have food. It's fine. Yeah. I won't eat In-N-Out. Right. I was thinking we're going to do sushi or something.
No, it's too late. I wanted to come earlier, but like I was fucking exhausted. No.
You had a busy.
Yeah.
But I don't have to go to work at 8 a.m.
And
I never do. And I don't even have to go to work at 9 a.m., which is the time of my... They're going to fucking do the ultrasound, dude.
Oh, really?
Here's what I'm afraid of, man. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to ask to go someplace where it's going to be embarrassing.
What do you mean?
I'm pretty open and blah, 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 but I'm pretty shy in like real life. Like if it's a real stranger looking at my naked body, I'm a little bit like... Yeah, that's what my stomach looks like.
Yeah.
Yep, those are the size of my nipples. What? Yeah, that's pubic hair. Please don't go any lower. Yeah. That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah. Please don't go any lower.
And like just having to dress for work, you know, and like having to go do that invasive thing and then go to work afterwards. Like I feel a little weird about it, but I did the blood work and I was expecting like torture and they're very professional.
Yeah.
Even, I mean, professionally enough and it stuck in the needle, didn't feel a thing, a little bit of sucking that sucked, pull out the needle and I was off to work. So I thought it was a torture session.
Yeah.
Very professional, like 15-minute interaction.
Right.
So that's what I'm like worried about this like ultrasound because of all these things.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like it's probably going to be like a 15-minute procedure where they're just like, okay, cool, go.
Where are you doing it?
It's close by.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you need someone to go with you or anything?
No, it's an ultra. It's just like the wet jelly on your belly. Yeah.
White jelly on your belly.
Oh, I hope that they say, like, dude, here's the problem, and here's how we're going to fix it. Here's what's really going to happen.
Yeah.
You look fine, man.
Yeah.
Stop smoking so many cigarettes. Don't drink so much. And eat better. And I'll be like, thank you for nothing. Thank you for the $200-$300 bill you're going to send me.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourselves all up the fucking ass. I've never had anyone in my corner. There is a new voice inside saying, Alex, you got to fend for yourself. And that is Hamilton for this week.
And I am Hamilton.
And we are Hamilton. Who do you identify most with in Hamilton?
I think Washington.
Man, I thought you would say that, and it's very strange to me. Mm. I'd feel like you were as egotistical as me to say.
No, I mean, like, I see Hamilton. Hamilton's cool, but like.
You would be comfortable saying.
I don't have the brute.
Because like I'm 100% Eliza. Like Eliza up in this house, dude.
Here I'm Peggy, yeah.
No, fuck you, dude. I'm Eliza Angelica, motherfucker. You want a revolution? I want a fucking revelation.
You really said that like in a sexual way.
It's sexual to me because she's so gorgeous. When I say she, I mean every single talented actress who's ever assumed the role of Angelica Schuyler in a Hamilton play.
Right.
Every single Angelica I come across, I'm just like, wow, that's one of the most gorgeous women I've ever seen in my whole fucking life. They're so talented. Did you hear them singing? Okay. This is me like hoping we're going to get famous and then like I'm actually going to get with like gals in Hamilton cast.
I was trying to practice. I don't know why I wanted to do a Skeletor voice.
Whoa, you can do that?
I think it's Skeletor, right?
I wasn't allowed to watch it because it was demonic.
Yeah.
Because of the
like,
skull.
What the hell would he saying? So I was like, but it was really stupid. And I was like, but I was like proud of myself. It was so dumb. But
do it.
What was I saying? I was doing something like, the time is now. The time is now, He-Man. Come to your doom.
Dude, that's pretty good,
something
dude.
Like, something like that. I was like, I'm like,
cool with the voice work, man. I love, dude, I still like, it's a guilty pleasure. A good impressionist to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just like, yeah, I get that. He's just sounding like them. I love it. I can watch hours of it. Yeah. There's only 20 minutes. I'm so sad. And I'm so sad that I refer to that impressionist as a he. It could be anyone. That was a fucking holdover from a fucking pathetic.
Yeah, from a dude who's dead now.
Do you think we virtue signal too much in this? Or do you think we're being honest?
I don't think we virtue signal.
Do you feel like we come across as virtue signaling? I think about that a lot on Rights Home. Because like
when I first learned about what that was, I was like, oh, dude, that is true.
Yeah, exactly. But so much of virtue signaling to me has an agenda. So it's like, yo, I'm into you and I want you to like me. Or, yo, I'm into branding and I want you to see me this way. But like when we talk about our virtues, we're like almost exasperated. We're always just like, dude, so I was living this, like, dude, I've been listening to David Cho, and I'm just like, bro, I want to live your life, but I want to have moral integrity. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to fuck everybody. I don't want to fuck little young. You can't say that, little kids, but I call 20-year-olds like little kids.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to fuck 20-year-olds. I don't want to fuck married people. I don't want to fucking break trust. I don't want to all these things that excited you. I don't want to do these. I don't want to do heroin. I don't want to explore crack. Like, all these things that people like. But I do want to be a crazy as you were. I do want to be as fuck you to the world and make art as you are. But once you're that successful, look up David Cho for this rant to make any sense. Once you're a rich, the successful, you could do whatever you want, and no one's fucking looking unless you're telling. David Cho ruined his life because he told all the secrets that he could get away with because he was so fucking rich.
Yeah.
So if you could get away with all that, you were so talented that you got rich enough to fucking get away with every fucking, every depraved thing of humanity, would you indulge, or would you be like, no, that is still bad. Fuck you.
Yeah.
And like, to me, when I look at that life, I'm just like, yeah, fuck you. No, fuck you. Depraved is depraved. Be beyond that. Fucking don't exploit people. Fucking everybody's like, fucking make beauty in the world. But right. I'm not successful. Like, I don't have access to that. Yeah. So it's like, it's an easy say. And that's what I've been thinking about a lot on car rides.
Nice. You have all this time to really
it's just car
dive
rides.
Deep into that.
It's process. Only car rides home because on the way to work, it's Hamilton.
Right.
Hamilton was this whole, like, he it. Did his whole, this whole week. And even Thursday, Friday on the way home, I eschewed other music to listen to Hamilton, lip sync it. I'm doing good in life, right? You're, like, repeating that stuff over and over again is good.
Yeah, and then just screaming it in the hardest way possible.
In the most earnest and sincere way, the way that it should be screamed.
Right.
I'm not giving away my shot. Dude, I walk these streets famished. I do walk spooky these streets famished, dude.
Spooky famished.
Oh, you want to make it back into the spook cast?
No, it's fine. We should be done, man.
Even looking at that clock for like 16 hours.
I know I'm being the worst, but I'm like,
you're fading.
Low energy.
Yeah.
Low energy. I got a.
Oh, it's pretty
low
late.
Low energy. It's a low energy. Suck a my dude. Oh, you're not in it.
Are you kidding me?
What happened?
Are you kidding me?
Huh.
Dude, this episode is going to suck for sure.
Why, what happened?
We definitely have to cut shit out. You know how long we've been recording? Not even 2 hours. We're at an hour 40, dude.
Yeah, dude, that's enough, man. You're going to cut,
dude,
maybe 10 minutes off.
The only reason our episodes have been 20. Long enough is because they have been 3 hour long recordings.
No, we cannot.
I'm whittling down 3 hours. You're giving me an hour. You're giving me a buffer of 40, and I have been talking for at least 60 minutes of bullshit.
Which you're going to cut out into
sections. Which I need to cut out because it's all bullshit.
Oh,
but
God.
Now I don't even have enough good shit to even fucking make a real episode.
Yeah.
Do you know how embarrassed I was in the last one when it was only like 58?
59 or something.
Yeah, dude, I was so fucking embarrassed, and there was no way I could fix it. I almost thought about adding more just white noise into, like, when we take breaks. I almost thought about stealing it from, like,
you're
the end of the recording
to
like cut it.
Holy
yeah,
crap.
I almost, but then I thought that was more fake than just being a fucking loser who didn't have an hour worth of fucking recorded content out of 3 hours. So I just fucking left it and just said, fine, everyone can know our weakness. I'm very scared about this recording, my friend.
Oh my God. Well, I'm so sorry to tell you that I just came in.
No, I don't blame you.
And,
you're tired. I should have set this up better. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't because you had to show up when you did.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have gotten so distracted. It's my fault. I blame myself. I blame myself.
The first step, man. That's the first step.
I'll always blame myself. That's why you like me.